Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. I'm your host Shana and today we're going to do our top 10 countdown for December. I can't believe it's already December. The year has gone by surprisingly quickly, actually. I think it took me it was only last month that I actually registered that we were in 2025 and now we're at the end of it. Oh my God. So very excited. And we have some really, really great songs on our list for you today. So I'm excited to be jumping into it. Now, before we start, we have a couple of announcements. Right off the bat, we are currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join the podcast. So if you're interested in audio editing, hosting, or content production, take a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details. And, you know, if you love Japanese music and culture as much as us, then this is a really, really great opportunity. Now, with that out of the way, I think it's only right that we jump into the first song on our list. And we have one of my personal favorite bands up here. And I'm going to say that about a lot of our bands because this is honestly a really great list. December has brought some really fun songs on our countdown and very unique songs, actually. None of them sound the same. And that being said, it's only right that we start with Official Hige Dandism with their song Rashisa, which means uniqueness. And this has dropped 2 spots on our charts at number 10.
Number 10.
Yeah.
And you just listened to Rashisa by Official Hige Dandism. The band Official Hige Dandism, commonly known as Higedan, was formed on June 7th, 2012. They released their indie debut mini-album, Love Topis wa Kimi no Naka, on April 22nd, 2015, and their major debut single, No Doubt, was released on April 11th, 2018. Rashisa is the theme song for the new animated movie Hyakuemu, or 100 Meters. Now, I haven't watched this movie, so I can't give you too much information there. But it does, this song has the classic sports anime vibe to it, and you know, Higedan never fails to disappoint. This is such an upbeat song and a great way to kind of start our list for today, our songs for the day. Absolutely loved it. I think, you know, you can't go wrong. They are, I think, a real stalwart in the Japanese music industry for a reason. And I mean, if we're going to talk about the fanfare around Higedan, I think it's only right that we start to give some new music its chance to shine as well, because we have a new entry on our chart today with the song Fanfare by Koji Tamaki at number 9.
Number 9.
Yeah.
and you just listened to the song Fanfare by Koji Tamaki. So Koji Tamaki is a Japanese singer-songwriter and an actor, just a jack of all trades here. He has been well known as the frontman of the rock band Anzen Chitai, which debuted in 1982, and he enjoyed like a pretty successful career, particularly during the 1980s. In the 1990s, he also began his career as a solo artist, and he's widely regarded as one of the greatest Japanese vocalists for good reason. Absolutely amazing vocals on this song. And in 1978, Tamaki released his first solo single, All I Do, and then he proceeded to continue his solo career after Anzen Chitai went into hiatus. Tamaki has also been known as an actor who's appeared in 7 feature films and numerous television productions. He began his acting career starring in the 1986 motion picture Prussian Blue no Shozo. So Fanfare actually serves as the theme for the 2025 J-drama The Royal Family, but some people may know it by its international title, which is Passing the Reins. And this first aired back in October this year. So if anyone has been watching The Royal Family, I think Koji Tamaki may not be too new of a name on this list for you. And of course, our Anzen Chitai fans, please come up, make yourselves known, because this man is just giving us some great music. And I'm so happy to see him on our list for today. I think it's a great addition. I really, really enjoy the song. I haven't heard too much by Koji Tamaki, but I think I'm going to have to do a little deep dive and listen to some Anzen Chitai now. That's what I love about this, right? You learn about new music and new bands every day. Just great. We're learning together. That's what it is. We're all learning together. And talking about some new songs on our list. Now, this band has been on our list a couple of times. We even have a little artist of the month on them. But we are coming in at number 8 with FMP by Bizu. And this is a new song on our list.
Number 8.
Yeah,
And you just listened to FMP by Bizu. So they're a Japanese rock duo consisting of guitarist, composer and producer Takahiro Matsumoto, or known as Tak, and vocalist and lyricist Koshi Inaba. And they're known for their energetic hard rock tracks and pop rock ballads. In 2007, Bizu became the first music act from Asia to have their handprints and signatures put up on Hollywood's Rock Walk. In 2008, they were awarded a Guinness World Record for best-selling album act in Japan, which also notes them to be the best-selling act in Japan overall, actually. So FMP is, as you heard, you know, is high energy. It's just this high energy track, and it's, fun fact, used in an Asahi Superdry beer commercial campaign. So, you know, I think we hit creativity max. I'm a fan of Bizu. We did a really great episode on them, and, you know, I discovered the world of Bizu then, and I haven't looked back. They just bring continuous, like, bangers. And, you know, if you're a fan of rock music, especially like rock ballads, I think Bizu is definitely a band that should be on your radar. And talking about bands on your radar, oh my god, I think it has been a solid era for Bump of Chicken. And I'm so happy that our next song at number 7 is the song I by Bump of Chicken. And this has dropped one place on our charts.
Number 7.
ない心は命の瞬間瞬きの中だ重なったら離れてしまう伝えなくては何を言ったっけそれじゃ思い出そう今日僕らでこれだけ大切なのにどうやればちゃんと正しく大切にできる あ、一度だけでいい本当のことが痛みを見なしゃぼん玉まばたきの中渡せない痛みの生まれた場所そこにいるんだろう聞こえてしまった日々我ながら鮮やかな我の脈打つ記憶で作られた始まりの声さあや仕掛けも使い果たした後の諦めを許さないのロイあっても強く長い間握ってた願い事世界を超えた魔法乾かない雨を白昼の夜をずっと連れてきたんだろうそうして出会えた今だからたは気をする痛みに血をめくらせるその日にも知りたがるように もうまく君を確かに捉えるもう思い出そうありがとうきっとこの時を待っていたさあやっと見つけたここまで来たもう触れるよ
and you just listen to the song I. So Bump of Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock group from Sakura in Chiba. The band members are Moto Fujiwara, who's on vocals and rhythm, Hiroaki Masukawa, who's the guitarist, Yoshifumi Naoi, who's the bassist, and Hideo Masu, who's on drums. The members actually first met in kindergarten and were classmates throughout their primary and secondary education. And, you know, for anyone who's new here, this will be the first time you're hearing this, and for anyone who's not new here and has listened to me yap, I love the lore behind all these Japanese bands that kind of come together, because all of them are college classmates or school friends who reunite, and it's just so wholesome, because I think that added dynamic of like knowing each other for so long and so well just adds these new layers and levels to the music, and also such a fun story to tell. Listen, if I start a band and it's not with, I think, my closest friends, I don't want it. There are two parts of Japanese music lore that I love. One is how the band is formed, and two, what their name is. I think Japanese bands have the best naming system. Bump of Chicken? Please, I wish I was that creative. I think 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 music as well, actually. So, Bump of Chicken's first performance was in 1994 during their 9th grade cultural festival, playing a cover of the Beatles' version of Twist and Shout. Iconic. I want to be that iconic. And, you know, I'm saying I a lot because I think it's right for this particular song. So, I will actually be the ending theme for the anime My Hero Academia Season 8, so all my My Hero Academia fans were getting some Bump of Chicken up there in, you know, the ending theme. So definitely worth the watch and the wait. Please stay strong. We are all very excited. Also, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, but before My Hero Academia Season 8 comes out, I feel like I need to catch up. Because I kind of stopped after season 6. And I feel I can just unanimously hear all the My Hero Academia fans coming for my throat. But I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It's been a while. I promise to catch up. And I will come back more informed and more well-versed in the universe of My Hero Academia. But till then, please bear with me. And, you know, before we get into our next song, we have another quick announcement for you. So, do you want to advertise on our podcast? You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that'll fit your company's budget. So you can find all the details at jtop10.jp and find an advertising plan that suits your company's needs. And I think the next song on our list is one of my favorites by one of my favorite artists. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, I am going to say this a lot because we have some real bangers. But I'm a big fan of acoustic music and a cappella sounds. And when you have a voice like Gen Hoshino's, I think it's only right that you hear how melodious it is. And at number 6, we have Dead End by Gen Hoshino, and this is a new song on our list.
Number 6. やめば生まれ変わり君に会える嘘ただ燃えて消えて した この揺れた戻れないあの日々が痛みの中からただ見つめた笑顔が瞳の中からあらあら忘れられぬ呪いを今君にあげる。それでもくれた優しさを。
And you just listened to Dead End by Gen Hoshino. So Gen Hoshino is a Japanese singer, songwriter, musician, actor and writer. He is everywhere. He is truly a powerhouse of Japanese entertainment, and for good reason. So from its formation in 2000 until its disbandment in 2015, Hoshino actually led the instrumental band Sake Rock, where he played the marimba and the guitar. In March 2019, Hoshino also became the first artist to win 4 trophies at the Space Shower Music Awards. This man has such a beautiful voice, and I think this song just very beautifully encapsulates it. I love a good instrumental, trust me, I do. But this is such a nice song in the way that his vocals are just highlighted. You can hear it so clearly, and it doesn't feel overly edited. I feel like we're going through phases in music, right? And one phase that I think took me a really long time to get used to was like the editing of vocals. Because like I said in the beginning, I'm a big fan of like the a cappella acoustic sound, very raw music. And this song was just a treat to me, absolute treat, because it ticked all my boxes. Not to mention Gen Hoshino is one of my favorite actors. And if you like instrumental music, I fully recommend checking out Sake Rock, because they are amazing at what they do. And talking about people who are amazing at what they do, we have another announcement for you. And this is a shout out to all our indie Japanese music artists. So if you create Japanese music and, you know, want some exposure, want me to fangirl over you, because I'm more than happy to, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at HaleyG, that's HaleyG, at jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. And, you know, you can hear me yap about you. And I'm so excited to, please, I love discovering new music. And I want to be able to tell people like, oh my God, I spoke about them. This new indie Japanese music artist, this amazing powerhouse, I spoke about them. Please give me that pleasure. Okay, enough of this side note. Let us get back into our list of songs, because we are on a roll here with some amazing music. We have On The Way at number 5 by Aina The End. This is a new addition to our list.
Number 5.
Oh, いトンネルの壁滴り落ちる秘密しめやかに高鳴る ここダメダメ待て待て呪いも病も抱きしめたいここらで暴れちゃってもいいかな会うならぜ一度
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And you have just listened to On The Way by Aina The End. And I don't know how to explain this right, but very stylized name formatting for Aina. So I, which is A-I, love is like capital A, small I, and then Na and The End are all in caps. And this is to highlight the I because we love to see it. She is an icon, Aina. If you ever listen to this, please know that I love you. She is a Japanese singer, actress, and idol. And she's actually a former member of the idol group BiSH. So prior to joining BiSH, Aina The End moved to Tokyo and first worked as a singer at a nightclub in Shibuya and then in a backup dancing unit named Parallel for the singer Yukat. So outside of BiSH, Aina The End has appeared as the vocalist for other artists such as Teddy Lloyd, Mondo Grosso, Marty Friedman, My First Story, DiSH, and Sugizo. So, you know, she was really making waves. Aina, truly an icon. Also, if you guys have the time and you love fashion, I think looking at Aina's outfits is so therapeutic because she is such a style queen. Absolutely love her outfits. And in July 2025, her single Kakume Dochu was used as the opening song in the second season of the anime series Dandadan. So all Dandadan fans will be familiar with Aina The End. Very, very iconic. I think she also did a really, really nice first take episode, which is up on YouTube. I highly recommend checking that out as well because she's such a performer. and so nice to see. And talking about performers, we have a dual powerhouse here with our song at number 4. We have Jane Doe by none other than Kenshi Yonezu and Hikaru Utada, and this has stayed at the same place on our chart.
Number 4.
And you just listened to Jane Doe by Kenshi Yonezu and Hikaru Utada. Like, I think this is the ultimate combination, the ultimate powerhouse of music right here. Kenshi Yonezu and Hikaru Utada on the same song is insane to me. I absolutely love it. And Chainsaw Man fans, if you watch the new movie, the Reze Arc movie, this song will be familiar to you because Jane Doe served as the closing theme song for this film. I absolutely loved the Reze Arc movie. I have heard like a couple of mixed opinions, but I don't know. I'm going to take that with a pinch of salt because I really, really enjoyed it. So the song Jane Doe was actually later released physically on September 24th, 2025, alongside Yonezu's song Iris Out, which was the opening theme song of the movie, as a double A-side maxi single, actually. So three variants were released: the regular edition, the Iris Out edition, and the Jane Doe edition. So, you know, this is, you have to be dedicated to the movement here, right? So the Iris Out variant actually includes an acrylic stand and a Polaroid photo of the character Reze from Chainsaw Man as bonus goods, while the Jane Doe version consists of a DVD of the Kickback music video and a live performance. Listen, if I could get my hands on both of these, I would die a happy woman. I think this is a new need. Please take all my money. Anyone who has these, has both variants, I'm extremely jealous of you. Even if you have one, I'm extremely jealous of you, because I have none. Please live your life. I'm so proud of you. Worth selling my entire soul for, actually. But you know, at the end of the day, it's, with music, it just takes you back to the good old days, right? The nicer times where, you know, music was easy and fun, and you had all these little bonus goodies and things that made you look forward to it, right? And I think no band better encapsulates some of these truly human emotions like Mrs. Green Apple. And we're coming in at number 3 with Good Days by Mrs. Green Apple, and this song has dropped one place on our chart.
Number 3.
Ooh, 私の人生は本当に素晴らしいもの言えない日
And you just listened to Good Days by Mrs. Greenapple. Now, right off the bat, huge Mrs. Greenapple fan, because I think they have some really, really great music. They do fun music videos. They do great vocals, great instrumentals. There is truly no notes for Mrs. Greenapple because they consistently kill it with their music. And this song is no different. So Mrs. Greenapple is a Japanese rock band from Tokyo that made its major debut in 2015 with EMI Records. The singer Omori started creating music when he was in 6th grade, but did not form the band until 2013. In 2024, Omori stated that he had been diagnosed with sudden hearing loss in his left ear, and after, you know, having some problems listening with it the day before. For anyone who's worried, and you know, we all take care of our favorite artists, Omori did say that the group would continue with concerts already announced while paying attention to any changes and continuing with any treatment given by the doctors. So Omori, I hope you can feel the good vibes all your fans are sending out to you, because we love your music and we love you. So please take care of yourself. And, you know, let's just talk about some of their major milestones, because following the success of their first ever arena tour, the band announced that they will be releasing a best album compilation called 5. The album consisted of remastered tracks from their previous albums, as well as 3 new songs. It was released worldwide on July 8, 2020, together with the music video for the song Theater. So, I mean, Mrs. Greenapple has just truly been so great. I think I've said this before, but I love their music videos. They really put so much fun energy into their music, and very human emotions constantly expressed through the lyrics and the songs. And I really, really enjoy them. I'm a big Mrs. Greenapple fan and highly recommend all their music. And we're now going to take a quick announcement break. You know, if you're a fan of Japanese music like me and want to hear some extra songs on this episode, you can join our Patreon club. Become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode and listen to me yap a little bit more. And you know, if you want to, I highly recommend checking all the details out on our site at jtop10.jp/club. And we're winding down on our list, right? We're coming closer to the end with 2 amazing songs to kind of close us out. And at number 2, we have our queen, Aimeon, with her song Venus Belt. And this is a new addition to our charts.
Number 2.
Thank you.
And you just heard the song Venus Belt. So this is by Aimeon. She doesn't need too much of an introduction, but for anyone new to the world of Aimeon, I am very honored to be introducing you. Aimeon is a Japanese singer and songwriter who was influenced to become a musician because of her grandmother. Her grandmother aspired to be a singer or an actress, and her father is an audio engineer, so she was just built up in this very musical household. Aimeon began writing songs in her first year of high school, and while she was in school, she appeared on a music program that a friend uploaded on YouTube, and then she performed the song in public for the first time. So, you know, just shout out to that friend for giving us the powerhouse that is Aimeon. And, you know, Aimeon will be in charge of Ichi ni Tsuite, the theme song for the July 2025 drama The 19th Medical Chart, starring Arashi's Jun Matsumoto. So if any of you have seen The 19th Medical Chart, I think Aimeon is going to be a name that's familiar with you. And, you know, she just has this really lovely voice. Venus Belt has been no exception. And it's a big moment for her as well, because Venus Belt is actually Aimeon's 18th single. She's just been releasing some really great music. And I think when you talk about Japanese music, the name Aimeon just naturally comes up. And for good reason, because she's just absolutely killing it. And at number one, we are closing it out with the man himself, Kenshi Yonezu. And we spoke a little bit about the song earlier, but you're going to listen to Iris Out by Kenshi Yonezu, and this has stayed at around the same place at number one on our charts.
Number one.
And you just listened to Iris Out by none other than Kenshi Yonezu, our favorite Japanese singer, songwriter, and illustrator. So Yonezu's 2018 single, Lemon, became his biggest hit in Japan, topping the Billboard Japan Hot 100 year-end chart for 2 consecutive years. That's insane, right? And then he follows this up with his 2022 song, Kickback, which is his most successful single to date outside Japan, debuting on international charts including the UK rock and metal singles and the US hot rock and alternative songs lists. And it was even certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. So Kenshi Yonezu, for anyone who's new to Japanese music, or you're an all-time fan and you're trying to get your friends into it, there's some artists that I think are really, really great introductions. Kenshi Yonezu is definitely one of them. Fujikaze, Hige Dandism. I think these are all really great artists to really kind of push your friends into music because they're just so good. I'm not saying that no one else is good. I'm a big fan of all my babies. Every single artist we talk about is always on like my list of favorites. But I think these are really great entry-level artists to listen to. And talking a little bit about Iris Out, like we mentioned earlier, Iris Out served as the opening theme song for the film Chainsaw Man, the Reze Arc movie. And the song was later released physically on September 24th, alongside Jane Doe, which we listened to a little bit earlier, and which was the closing theme song. And this was also part of the double A-side maxi single. So again, I think Kenshi Yonezu can do no wrong. This song was truly, truly so much fun. I watched the Chainsaw Man movie, so trust that I've been singing this song for, been humming it around the house 24/7 for a while. But no, this was such a nice way to kind of end our list. But never fear, because we do have our indie extras that are here, guys. We have our indie spotlight for today, and it's the song Irreplaceable by Sonic Wolf featuring Nakama 4.
But nothing ever felt as true, and no one fits the way you do. Kimi wa kagega. You were a moment, but far more. You're the feeling waiting past each door. Kimi wa kagegae no nai hito. Sora ni kagayaku hoshi no yo. A dream, a moment my heart still holds. My every breath was lighter with you. Kagegae no nai sonzai to me. Susumoto shite, tachi domatte, michi no saki de kimi no namae.
And you just heard the song Irreplaceable by Sonic Wolf featuring Nakama 4. So Irreplaceable is an emotional J-pop meets R&B ballad song which captures the feeling of holding on to precious memories even as time moves on. It's a tribute to those we'll never forget, the ones who truly left a mark on our hearts. So as Sonic Wolf, the artist aims to blend Japanese lyricism with cinematic pop and R&B storytelling, creating music that resonates emotionally across cultures. The inspiration often comes from anime and the universal emotions they kind of capture, you know, nostalgia, hope, and just the courage to move forward. Featured on this track is Nakama 4, who represents friendship, unity, and the bond that can only be formed through shared journeys. The word nakama meaning friends who are like family, and you know, this is something that the artist has always admired in Japanese culture. And fun fact for all the One Piece fans out there, this is where, you know, the artist got a little admiration from. You know, the artist has always admired Japanese culture and anime, particularly One Piece. So each of the four members reflects a different side of the heart, strength, warmth, reflection, and hope. Together they express how even with our differences, we can create harmony through connection. The four characters that make up the group are Yu, the warm, passionate leader with red hair, symbolizing courage and love; Rin, calm and thoughtful with gentle brown hair and grey eyes that reflect quiet understanding; Kai, strong and grounded with his dark spiked hair and steady presence, which mirror inner resilience; and Haru, cool yet kind with blue hair and bright eyes that capture hope and freedom. So if you're a fan of this song, definitely go check out some more of Sonic Wolf's music. This was such a fun new song to listen to. And with that, I think we come to the end of our episode. Wow, we had a stellar list for December. And you know, what a great way to start off the month. And I'm so excited for Christmas. I don't know about you guys. I think there's something about like December air that just changes for everyone. Doesn't matter whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, or if you don't celebrate at all. I think we can all agree that December brings in some new energy because, you know, we're wrapping up the year. It's well done on making it through the year. I'm so proud of y'all. I think getting to December has been a feat. And, you know, this is such a nice way to start off the month. And just because it is the end of the road for me with the top 10 list and our amazing songs, in a week from now, we will celebrate all the Japanese hits of 2025 with our end of the year top 20 countdown hosted by Vicky and Kuze. So stay tuned for that. And I hope you guys discovered some new music, enjoyed your favorite hits, and I will see you soon. Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.